pleasant good morning to you, Dominica. You are tuned into your very own talk show, Health Vibes. You might be wondering, but what song is this? I mean, is are the people in here today? Is Health Vibes on today? Yes, Health Vibes is on, but it's a special edition on the advent of the burial of our managing director, Mr. Anderson Jollies. So we'll be doing a special tribute today, more so in terms of giving you information as it relates to the funeral service tomorrow that's going to be held in St. Joseph. Pearl, good morning to you.
Good morning, Carlton. Now, let me tell you, Carlton is dressed in this baby blue top and navy blue pants. I mean, he just looks so well put together today because he's always commenting me on my outfit. So I needed to comment on him. But good morning to you, Dominica. Good morning. You know, like Carlton said, what a wonderful way to start our show. That was Sylvia Harris, For Your Glory, Lord, for those of you who, you know, were wondering, who is that singing? And I mean, we give God all the glory and all the praise every day. And today is a special program because, you know, we're celebrating the life of Mr. Jolly.
Definitely.
You know, as we, you know, say goodbye to him tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And not, you know, just in the physical sense, but he'll always be in our hearts.
Definitely. Know? Yes. So we're going to give you some information as it relates to the funeral. As you may have heard, the funeral is going to be tomorrow in the village of St. Joseph. That is where Mr. Jolly is from. And so it's going to be held at the Catholic Church in St. Joseph.
And that's tomorrow December 1st, Thursday.
That's it. Yeah. And the funeral will begin at 2 p.m. The funeral will begin at 2 p.m. We know that we are anticipating a very, very large crowd down there, but we will be giving you some more insight as to some of the logistics that we've worked on in ensuring that the crowd is controlled and we have harmony and you know, and everything that will go well tomorrow. So we're going to take a short break and then we'll be right back with you.
Jolly's Pharmacy, your health and wellness is our passion. No wonder Jolly's Pharmacy provides the widest variety of the highest quality vitamin supplements and remedies for your lifestyle activity and nutritional needs. Take care of your body. Get the Multivitamins Advantage Supply to enhance, promote, improve, repair, and revitalize your body. Jolly's for the complete line of preventative and curative health supplies and tonics. Rejuvenate with men's and women's one-a-day tablets. Boost concentration. Try Centrum Silver and omega-3s to build your immune and nervous system functions. Strengthen your cardiovascular system. Boost bone health. For stamina, get all your natural balanced megabytes herbal supplements. Men's daily formula for sexual energy and function. Saw Palmetto, the supplements to soothe joint pain. Feel like a dynamo. Get up and go. Catch back your mojo at Jolly's, Dominica's principal healthcare pharmacy. Why? Because you deserve more from a drugstore.
You're listening to Health Vibes.
Okay, so we're back with you. So as we did say, the funeral service of Mr. Anderson Jolly is going to be tomorrow, December 1st, in the village of St. Joseph. This means that both pharmacies are going to be closed for the entire day tomorrow in tribute of Mr. Jolly's burial. So both Jolly's Pharmacy, all of Jolly's Pharmacy businesses will be closed tomorrow for the entire day. So just letting everyone know that both Jolly's Pharmacies, all of Jolly's Pharmacies and its subsidiaries will be closed for the entire day tomorrow, Thursday the 1st of December, and will reopen on Friday the 2nd of December. So just letting you know that. We have a caller? Okay. So we were talking about the logistics. We're going to talk a little bit about the logistics of the funeral. So let's start with today. What's happening today? There is going to be a public viewing of the body of Mr. Jolly today at Lena's Funeral Home from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. So if you are in the vicinity of Roseau, if you're in Massac, if you're in Maho, if you're in La Plaine, if you're wherever you want to, you're from, and you want to come to see Mr. Jolly today, his body today, you can actually, you'll have the opportunity to do so. And so there is this public viewing of the body of Mr. Jolly at Lena's Funeral Home, starting from 2 this afternoon until 5 this afternoon. So that's 3 hours that is set aside for the public to view Mr. Jolly's body today at Lena's Funeral Home. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning, caller.
Yes, morning, Carlton, and morning to Phil.
Morning to you, sir.
Yes. I have done it before, but I just want to, again, to extend my sympathy to the wife,
yes,
family, and to you all.
Thank you.
And to the entire Jolly's management and staff.
Mm-hmm.
I give the sympathy. And Mr. Jolly, I mean, he served his country, service community, for these people well. And I'm sure he'll be remembered for a very long time as one who has given good service, because you would go to the pharmacy, and if you go in there, he always greets you warmly.
Yes.
And if he realizes somebody comes in for service and the person is not too sure what they are about, he takes time off behind the counter and comes out, and he mingles with you, speak with you, ask you what you need, and give you the help. Or he called a staff member to assist you, and I think that was very good of him in terms of his public relation,
mm-hmm,
and how he served. And he'll be remembered. There is a saying, the God giveth, and he takes it. And therefore, when these things happen, it comes to us as a shock, as a surprise, but we just have to ask God for the best. So I want again to extend sympathy to the entire Jolly's family and to management and staff.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Very much, sir. Thank you. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
Greetings to you and yours, the staff at Q, and all of Dominica. I'm calling from Barbados on my 50th anniversary of independence.
Yes, yes. Happy independence to Barbados. We wish you well.
Thank you very much. I'm calling just to pass on again on behalf of my family and I, our condolences to Mr. Jolly. And as far as I see, he is a pioneer in Dominica.
Yes.
And I know Dominica has lost a very good gentleman. I had surgery yesterday, but, you know, I love Dominica so much and QFM that I still had to lock down.
Thank you. And I wish you well, a speedy recovery.
Thank you very all right much. I'm in a lot of pain, but I still had to call.
All right. Thanks
good
again.
Good morning to you all. And I know that it will be very interesting to be out. So on behalf,
yes,
of myself and the pharmacies here in Barbados, we pass on our condolences.
Thank you so much again.
Okay.
So he was saying that there is a public viewing today of the body of Mr. Jolly. That's going to be at Lena's Funeral Home from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. So from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. today, you can actually go to pay your last respect to Mr. Jolly.
Especially if you aren't able to make it to the funeral tomorrow.
Right.
Jolly's pharmacy, the family has made it, you know,
yes,
so that you can view the body, because obviously he was that people's person.
Definitely.
You know, so they wanted to give something back to,
definitely,
to the wider public, which,
great,
I think is, you know, exceptional.
Excellent. Now, the public viewing for the funeral service. So tomorrow, Thursday, the 1st of December, the funeral day, that's going to be in St. Joseph. There is going to be a viewing again from 12:30 to 1:30. So he'll be viewed again from 12:30 to 1:30 tomorrow afternoon in St. Joseph. The funeral officially will begin at 2 p.m. at the Roman Catholic Church in St. Joseph. At 2 p.m., the funeral service will begin. The funeral will be broadcast on DBS radio station and on Kyrie radio station tomorrow. There is also going to be the viewing live of the funeral on DNO through Comsi TV. And so if you are in Chicago, if you're in London, if you're in Paris, if
the United
you're in
States.
The United States, wherever, you will be able to log in for free and view the entire service at your pleasure.
Mm.
Now, Pearl, there have been some changes that had to be done because, as we said, we considered about crowd control.
Mm-hmm.
And so for tomorrow, the day of the funeral, we will be having bus shuttles taking you into the village. No vehicles will be allowed to enter the village of St. Joseph. So anyone coming from the Roseau side, if you're coming from the north, the Portsmouth side, you will be asked to park on the highway and not get into the village. We're going to mention there are four main points of entry, and we'll be having bus shuttles at all of the points. And so we have the north entrance, that's if you're coming from Mary, if you're coming from Portsmouth, that entrance that takes you into St. Joseph, where you have the railing, there that will be an entrance. There are going to be two buses. The buses will be labeled with shuttle written on it, and there'll be a photo of Mr. Jolly on the bus. And so that bus will take you into the village for free. You don't have to pay no money to the bus driver. So the bus will take you into the village for free, and after the funeral will take you back. So the bus shuttle will begin at 12 o'clock and will end at 6 o'clock. So from 12 to 6, the buses will be taking you back and forth. So we have the north entrance coming from the Mayor area. Then we have the Ocho Bando entrance. That is the, we would call here, the, most people would say the up the river side, or that's the side that takes you to Mr. Laura's primary school, Caleb Laura primary school. So from that entrance where you have the bridge, this entrance, that's another point where two buses will be stationed to drive you into the village. Then you have the Church Lane entrance. That is the lane that's close to the funeral home, Gentle Rest Funeral Home, a little lower down the Gentle Rest Funeral Home, the Church Lane area that's up in St. Joseph. That there will be two buses again stationed there that will take you down to the church. And that's a point that's really close to the church too, so it's easy to even walk down, down to the church.
Right.
And then we have the Layu Village entrance. So if you are, you can park your vehicle in Layu as well, and there will be two buses that will take you into St. Joseph. And so you want to remember that there are four main points. You have the north entrance, if you're coming from Portsmouth, if you're coming from Mero, where the railings are, there will be a point there. Two buses will be stationed there that will take you inside of St. Joseph. If you are in the Ocho Bando area, that's to take you to the Caleb Laura Primary School, that entrance there, two buses will be stationed there. The Church Lane area, that's close to Gentle Rest, that area there, part of St. Joseph, two buses will be stationed there. And the Layu Village entrance, two buses will be stationed there. So the police will have a presence. No vehicles will be allowed to enter the village unless you're dignitary, and they would have passes, close family member, they would have passes as well. So that's all to control the traffic. As we know, St. Joseph can be a little troublesome, and so you don't really want... So it's almost like when they have political rallies during election times, similar type of concept. And so your vehicle will be safe on the highway, and the shuttle will take you back to your vehicle after the funeral. And you don't have to spend no money. So you just park your vehicle, you wait, the bus takes you, bring you into the village, and...
And just keep in mind that the buses will be labeled with shuttle, and it will also have a picture of Mr. Jolly. So,
and again, the time will be, the buses will begin shuttling people from 12 until 6 in the evening. The buses will be shuttling people. As I said, no cash should be paid to the driver, okay? The bus will also return you to your vehicle after the funeral. So if you want, you could walk. If you feel like taking the bus to get back, you can do so. All right. We will also be having two large tents, and that's going to be happening. The tents will be erected on the Savannah adjacent to the church. As you know, because of the size of the funeral, we do not anticipate the church will be able to hold everybody. And so we've made provisions for you. We'll be having two large tents adjacent to the church. Chairs will be positioned facing the church area. And so there are going to be just about 500 chairs on the tents. And so they'll be able to sit at least 500 people under those tents. There will also be large screen televisions under the tents. So everything that's happened in the church will be filtered on the TVs. Mm. And so you'll be able to see everything that's happened in the church as it happens. So we've put a lot of thought into it. And the whole purpose is really to ensure that you are served the way that Mr. Jolly would have wanted you to be served.
That's right.
And so you'd
that's
be part
right.
and parcel of what's happening. And so if you're under the tents, you'll be able to see everything that's happening inside of the church. As we said, the pharmacies will be closed on tomorrow, Thursday. The pharmacies will be closed for the entire day tomorrow, Thursday, but will reopen on Friday. Just a quick reminder as well, the condolences books, they are still positioned at both locations, both pharmacies. We would still like you to come and express yourself via writing on the condolence books at both locations, both pharmacies. There is one book that is located there. And so many, many people have been writing, and we really appreciate that. We really want to thank you for expressing yourself for writing to Mr. Jolly. Okay.
So we're also taking calls today. So if you'd like to call us, you can call us on 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097, 616-4257, or on the overseas line, which is 305-432-9624. If you didn't get to call us week before, you're welcome to do so today to express your condolences or even to ask Carlton any questions mm-hmm. on for clarity on what you may not have understood. Read the funeral tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted someone just ask me the question, what time would DBS and Kyrie be broadcasting the funeral from 2 o'clock?
Okay,
so Kyrie and DBS will begin broadcast at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Hi, morning. I was listening, and I see you all said that no vehicles will be allowed into the village of Central tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
What about people that live in
Central? Yes, local access will be given to people who live there, yes.
Local access?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And that's a good question. I actually had to pitch that in. Yes. So people who live in St. Joseph will have local access to enter. But for anyone who is coming in for the funeral, you'll be packed on the highway and we're shuttled into
And at those 4 points,
yes.
Will there be police officers? Who
there will be there? Police officers
okay.
there at the 4 points to ensure that everything
runs
is harmonious.
Smoothly.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after this.
At Jolly's Pharmacy, your health and wellness is our passion. No wonder Jolly's Pharmacy provides the widest variety of the highest quality vitamin supplements and remedies for your lifestyle activity and nutritional needs. Take care of your body. Get the Multivitamins Advantage Supply to enhance, promote, improve, repair, and revitalize your body. Jolly's for the complete line of preventative and curative health supplies and tonics. Rejuvenate with men's and women's one-a-day tablets. Boost concentration. Try Centrum Silver and Omega-3s to build your immune and nervous system functions. Strengthen your cardiovascular system. Boost bone health. For stamina, get all your natural balanced megabytes herbal supplements. Men's daily formula for sexual energy and function. Sopalmetto, plus supplements to soothe joint pain. Feel like a dynamo. Get up and go. Catch back your mojo at Jolly's, Dominica's principal healthcare pharmacy. Why? Because you deserve more from a drugstore.
You're listening to Health Vibes.
All right. Good morning.
We have a caller. Good morning, caller. Oh, call back again. We'd love to hear from you.
Definitely.
I was just telling Carlton off air that, you know, today my granny says, so kitanuka ali. Because I said, Mom, the funeral's not today. It's tomorrow. So she's ready. She's ready to go.
Good morning, caller.
Morning.
Morning to you. How are you?
I'm okay, fine. I'm just calling to ask that if you come out from the church, Toroso, where can you pick up the bus?
Unfortunately, we won't be having vehicles transportation from Roseau, and so we're asking people to take the buses, get to the St. Joseph bus stop, and buses will be available there and to take you to St. Joseph, unfortunately. Yes. So we'll be only doing the shuttle into the village of St. Joseph from the St. Joseph area and periphery. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Very
You're welcome. Welcome. Welcome.
That was also a very good question.
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm explaining to Carlton that, you know, my granny, she lives for funerals. She loves to go to funerals, and she was quite ready today. So, you know, tomorrow, for those of you who want to meet her, also, you can meet her too.
Again, Carlton Pearl.
Right, so we have, just to reiterate, we have a public viewing today at Lyndhurst Funeral Home. That's in the Canefield area, mm-hmm. from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. So for those of you who may not make the funeral tomorrow and you'd like to pay your condolences or your respects to the body, you can do so today from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Yes.
We have a caller. Good morning.
Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good
how morning. Are you?
Yes. I'm listening to the thing with Mr. Jolly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And can you give me the overseas line?
Sure. The overseas line is 305.
This is Phyllis.
Phyllis. Oh, my sweetheart. I have missed you. I know it's going to be hard for you. Yes. Uh-oh. And we'll give you the number for overseas. Pearl, you were giving it to
Sure. Them. It's 305-432-9624.
You can repeat that again for her?
Sure. 305-432-9624.
You have it? Phyllis, take it easy, okay, my dear? Much love going out to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. This is a very, very dear friend of the family. Every Christmas, she's usually with us at her Christmas parties. And yeah. Yes, so.
So again, just to reiterate, today there's a public viewing at the Lyndhurst Funeral Home from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And this is open to the wider public. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the family ought to be commended on being so thoughtful, you know, to the wider public because of who Mr. Jolly was and,
yes.
you know, what he was. He loved people,
yes.
you know, and I think this is a great way, you know, for people to kind of go through the mm-hmm. process of mourning because, mm-hmm. I mean, to lose somebody like this
yes.
who affected hundreds of people, thousands mm-hmm. of people. You know, this kind of gives them the opportunity to heal through
yes.
the process. And I remember when my grandfather passed away, I went to Lyndhurst every day.
Mm-hmm.
And if they would allow me to see the body, that was the healing process.
Yes.
And so I understand how great of an impact this will be to begin the healing process for a lot of people mm-hmm. whose lives he touched.
Definitely. Again, the funeral for Mr. Anderson Jolly will be tomorrow at the Roman Catholic Church in St. Joseph. The funeral service will officially begin at 2 p.m.
And the viewing, there's a viewing at the Church of the Body from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. And the service begins at 2 p.m. And it will also be aired live on DBS Radio and Kyrie FM.
And also stream out.
Live streamed on DNO mm-hmm. through ComCTV.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And the DBS and the Kyrie will begin the broadcast from 2 o'clock. From 2 o'clock.
Yeah. And so and we're grateful that they have come
Definitely.
On board to
Definitely.
Do that. Because, you know, even at Kyrie, they believe that because he was such a pioneer, prominent figure, that they believed, you know, how can they not air mm-hmm. this, you know, and so hats off to the partners yes. in this as well.
I also want to take the opportunity on behalf of the family and the company, Jolly's Pharmacy, to really thank the many, many, many people and companies that have, in one way or the other, expressed their condolences to us, whether it's through expressions on the newspaper. We've seen many, many clips
yeah.
on the newspaper from so many companies, you know, acknowledging Mr. Jolly's work. To the many people who sent, many companies who sent bookies as well, we really want to thank them. And cards, you know, cards, and we've been receiving so many cards have been coming in, you know, expressing condolences and so forth to the family and the company. So we really want to thank the so many people who have expressed
condolences. Good morning.
Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I would like to send condolences again to all the family. Yes.
Thank you. Try not to listen to yourself and just talk.
Trevor.
Yes.
And his family.
Yes.
Okay, Trevor and his family. Amaki and the kids.
Trevor.
Yes.
And Lisa.
Yes.
And all the employees, Bertilia, and all the employees at Jolly's Pharmacy.
Yes.
Thank you.
And Mrs. Jolly, and I would like to tell everyone I wish I could be there.
Yes.
I wish I could be there, but I cannot get a flat. My name is Phyllis.
Okay, Phyllis. Yes.
I am the one that used to pick him up at the be there in the airport. Every time he comes, we go out for dinner.
Yes.
This is my people. Yes. And I will be listening. And the question I wanted to know.
Go ahead.
And then I wanted to know also if all you was bringing it live, but I heard you say it will be live.
Yes.
On DNO.
So. Yes, it will be.
Okay.
Okay, yes. Phyllis, okay. Thank you for calling.
All right, good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'll keep saying Kyrie. It is Kyrie OQ.
Excuse me, it's going to be Kyrie FM, and DBS will be carrying the funeral live service.
So OQ not carrying it?
Not that we know of, no. That's okay? Okay. All right. I just wanted to go through the bus drivers that will be carrying, will be shuttling people. We have Kershaw Johnson, Kessler Johnson, Alex Ernest, Nigel Sky Eugene, Donnie Sablon, Roy Cabert, Dale Gis, and Julius Toussaint. Those are the buses that will be carrying people. So we actually have, all right, I think Alex Ernest will not be available. So Alex will not be there, but we have Martin Ernest. So we have Martin Ernest, Julius Toussaint, Dale Gis, Roy Cabin, Donnie Sablon, Nigel Sky Eugene, and
Kessler Johnson.
Those will be the buses that will be shuttling people into the village of St. Joseph from the highway. And let's mention the points again.
Okay. So the point for the bus shuttle service will be at the north entrance coming from the Mero area. Then at the Ocho Bando entrance. Then the Church Lane entrance and the Layu Village entrance. So those are the four key points where you can access the bus shuttle service. And that's because no vehicles will be permitted to enter the village except for local access. All vehicles will be expected to be parked on the highway, including the Layu area.
Mm-hmm. I just got some information from an official of QFM. QFM will be carrying the funeral service live as well. They'll be linking with Kyrie FM. QFM. So it would mean that all radio stations, all three major radio stations will be carrying the funeral service live to their fans.
And we're very happy
to
hear that. The buses obviously will be labeled shuttle with a photo of Mr. Jolly. No cash should be paid to the bus drivers. The buses will also return you to your vehicles after the funeral. And there will be two buses at each stationed point. Mm-hmm. So, you know, be prepared. I mean, today we're utilizing this opportunity to ensure that mm-hmm. everyone is prepared, everyone is knowledgeable of what's going to take place tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And again, Pearl, logistics. The shuttle begins from 12 o'clock to right. 6 o'clock.
Right.
So from 12 to 6, you have the shuttle service.
So nobody will get stranded at mm-hmm. all. And we're expecting, a huge crowd, turnout tomorrow. There'll also be a large tent located on the nearby savannah with 500 chairs to accommodate all of you. So,
yes.
You know, there will be big screen televisions to, so that you can view the funeral.
Right, as it happens.
As
it happens.
And just to note that, again, we're going to reiterate, and for those of you who may not be coming to the funeral or maybe at the hospital and may need medication, just so you know, the stores will be closed tomorrow. Jolly's Pharmacy will not be opened for the entire day. And I think probably this is like one of the first times ever in history.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Just note that, and so you understand why. Obviously, Mr. Jolly's funeral will be taking place tomorrow.
Yes.
And so the stores will not be open tomorrow, Thursday, December 1, but it will reopen on Friday, December 2nd.
Definitely. The show has to go on. You know, mm-hmm. this is what mm-hmm. he would have wanted.
Absolutely.
And so you definitely want to do that. Again, too, I really want to thank so many people who have come, walked through the pharmacies and have expressed condolences to us, the staff members. You know, your prayers, your support, your kind gestures and expressions and sentiments have certainly helped us to go through the transition. It's been difficult, but we've persevered and we are persevering, and we really want to say a big, big, big thank you. Really want to thank you for all of the beautiful words that you've echoed regarding the life and times of Mr. Jolly.
Yeah, and again, just to reiterate, because obviously we want to make sure that for those of you who are just tuning in, the logistics for the funeral, for one, today there's a public viewing at Lyndhurst Funeral Home from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., and that is open to the wider public. Tomorrow there is also a viewing right before the funeral service from 12:30 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. and the official funeral service begins at 2 p.m. and they will be broadcasted live on DBS, Carrie FM and Q95. Live viewing will also be on DNO for those of you who are overseas via Comsea TV, and this is so everyone can be a part of the day tomorrow.
Definitely. The burial will take place in the cemetery of the St. Joseph Catholic Church, and so he'll be buried in his hometown, St. Joseph, as well. So we really want to stress that we would really want people to be very orderly and to give the family a chance to really move through after the service is officially over into the cemetery. Sometimes what we find happening is that people don't give the family time to, to really get access, close access to the graveside. And so we really want people to really pay that level of respect to Mr. Jolly and allow the family and the staff to really get some time close to the graveside. So we really want to just, admonish you to
be thoughtful and considerate.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Okay, so we'll take another quick break. And when we come back, for those of you who'd like to call to give your condolences and to express your thoughts, you can do so.
Slim McAfee.
At Jolly's Pharmacy, your health and wellness is our passion. No wonder Jolly's Pharmacy provides the widest variety of the highest quality vitamin supplements and remedies for your lifestyle activity and nutritional needs. Take care of your body. Get the Multivitamins Advantage Supply to enhance, promote, improve, repair, and revitalize your body. Jolly's for the complete line of preventative and curative health supplies and tonics. Rejuvenate with men's and women's one-a-day tablets. Boost concentration. Try Centrum Silver and Omega-3s to build your immune and nervous system functions. Strengthen your cardiovascular system. Boost bone health. For stamina, get all your natural balanced megabytes herbal supplements. Men's daily formula for sexual energy and function. Saw Palmetto plus supplements to soothe joint pain. Feel like a dynamo. Chemo, get up and go. Catch back your mojo at Jolly's, Dominica's principal healthcare pharmacy. Why? Because you deserve more from a drugstore.
You're listening to Health Vibes.
Yes, we're back with you on this special edition of Health Vibes. It's just our last tribute to our managing director, Mr. Jolly, mm-hmm. on the advent of his funeral service that's going to be held tomorrow in the village of St. Joseph, and that begins from 2 p.m. This funeral service is going to be carried live by the three major radio stations, that is QFM, DBS, and Kairi, from 2 p.m. It will also be, you could also get live feed stream on DNO via ComCTV. And so if you are out of the island, you'll be able to view the funeral live as well. Even in Dominica, if you're at work and you can't make it, you can actually view the funeral live too.
We do have a caller. Good morning. Good morning, caller.
Good morning again.
Good morning, sir.
While you're not there, I think it is wise to say to the people that Mr. Jolly was a decent, orderly, respectable individual.
Yes.
And therefore would like to give him a very good send-off.
Yes.
We should, you know, do things in a very orderly way to ensure that he gets a good send-off, what he himself would have. Because I've seen him, I've known Mr. Jolly for a long time now.
Yes.
Even when he attended other people's funeral, he always have a kind of, you know,
a reverence, yes.
What about it? And I think we should give him that same kind of send-off, because it makes no sense that you come and you just there talking and you walking out and, you know, kind of thing that
yes.
doesn't really help to the orderly
yes.
of the mass. And so mm-hmm. I think it's wise to say to people that after the mass, everybody can talk and shout. And
yes.
Talk. But during the mass, I think the kind of person he was, I think it would feel very nice to know that we give him that kind of send-off.
True.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, we thank you for your contribution.
Yes.
Thank you for making that point.
Yeah, cool.
Mm-hmm. Again, we want to again mention, if you've joined us late, we just want to mention that bus shuttle service will be available at four major points on the highway in St. Joseph. Local access only will be given to residents of St. Joseph. If you are getting into St. Joseph for the funeral, you will not be able to drive into the village with your vehicle. And so therefore, you are asked to park your vehicle on the highway. There will be bus shuttle taking you into the village of St. Joseph in the periphery, close to the church area. So if you're coming from the north, if you're coming from the Portsmouth area, from the Mayo area, the road with the railing taking you inside of St. Joseph, that can be one of your hubs. There will be two buses. They will be labeled with a photo of Mr. Jolly. They'll be marked shuttle. And those buses, you just get on the bus and it takes you into the village. You have no money to pay to the bus driver. And so just get on the bus and it takes you into the village. The shuttle begins at 12 p.m. and ends at 6 p.m. And so the shuttle takes you back and forth. So you in the north entrance, you can, if you're coming from the Mayo area, there will be two buses there. If you're coming from the Ocho Bando area, and that's leading to the primary school, so if you're coming through this lane, there will be two buses stationed there as well, and they'll be labeled, and you will board the buses and get into the village. If you're in the church lane area, so that's the lane not far from the gentle rest area, there will be two buses along that lane to take you into the village. And the last one, the Layu village entrance, that's another route we'll be utilizing, and two buses will be there as well to take you into the village. After the funeral, the buses will take you back, shuttle you back to your point. And so we want to let you know that. Yes, good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pearl, and good morning, Carlton.
Hi, Dr. Jones. Good morning to you.
Dr.
How
Jones.
Are you?
I am good. But I just wanted to say that one of the things that strikes me the most about Mr. Jolly and the whole situation is that he was a healer in every aspect of healing physically, emotionally, spiritually. He understood that concept in a way that very few people do. And it was a natural thing for him. And I think that is why the grief is so large in the community right now.
Yes.
He was a larger-than-life personality. And people like him don't come along very often. In a sense, it's you know, Dominica will be able to heal. A lot of people tomorrow will be sad and feeling for his loss, but they'll be feeling for a lot of other losses. And in a sense, his spirit, I think, can be a really important healing force for the community.
Definitely.
Touched every family in Dominica, from my understanding.
Yes.
We'll talk about the fact that when physicians weren't available and the healthcare system wasn't as developed as it is now, that he was the healer for Dominica. That's like a magnitude, a wonderful opportunity for us to really appreciate what this man brought to this community and this country.
Definitely.
Thank you, Dr.
Jones. Thank you, Dr.
Jones. Prior to Dr. Jones calling, I got a text message from Cyril Dewhurst. He said, Mr. Jolly should be regarded as a hero. He touched too many lives, both here and abroad. He healed people without giving them any medication.
Yes, I love that.
And that's so true. And while we have a listener, an avid listener who met me over the weekend, and I did say that I would, you know, give him a shout out. Now, we've always been talking about, you know, people should quit smoking and drinking. And there were a few times I've gone to Whitchurch and I've seen him outside smoking, and I said, come on, you have to stop. And he's always telling me he listens to us every Wednesday. And so I said, you know what, what's your name? And he said, Ember Stowe. And I said, you know, when I come on today, I'm going to make sure that I give you a huge shout out, because he gave up smoking and drinking.
Wow.
So we're very proud of you. The Jolly's family is very proud of you, Ember.
Excellent. Very, very good. I think you've just, you know, added life to your life, you know.
Absolutely.
By making such a choice.
And I think he knows that. I think he knows that, because I would go there and say, come on, you have to love your life and respect that. And so while we are on the topic of Mr. Jolly healing people, this is what Health Vibes has begun to do. It's began to heal the nation and give you knowledge and wisdom and understanding to so many things that you may not have known prior to this program. And so we're thankful that, you know, Mr. Jolly's legacy can continue even through this program.
And he endorsed the program.
Absolutely.
You know, as managing director.
But he listened to it every Wednesday. He listened, he tuned in, and he made sure he told me that. So, that was pretty cool.
Not forgetting the condolences books, they're still available. Condolence books, they're still available at both locations. We've been really, really happy that you've stopped by and you've, you know, made comments, you know, written comments, you know, beautiful platitudes, sentiments of Mr. Jolly's that, you know, that the family can actually hold on to. So really want to thank you for doing that. Today is another day that you can actually stop by and do so, not forgetting that there is a public viewing today at Lena's Funeral Home. That's from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. today. public viewing of to pay last respects to Mr. Jolly. So again, the family has felt it was fitting to do such, and so give you the opportunity to actually view the body of our managing director from 2 to 5 p.m. at Lena's Funeral Home.
And we really want to thank, you know, all of the people, all of the companies who, you know, have been expressing their condolences, even the three major radio stations here for coming on board and seeing this as a, you know, huge opportunity to kind of give back to Mr. Jolly for you know, what he's given to Dominica.
Definitely. To the many companies that have expressed through writing in the newspapers their condolences to the family, staff of Anderson Jolly, we really want to acknowledge, you know, your support. This has really been a difficult time, but we have all been very much encouraged by your narrations. So again, tomorrow is the final day where we will be paying respect to a hero, as one of our callers called him. You know, someone who really gave a lot to Dominica, someone who gave endlessly to Dominica through the efforts of pharmaceutical care and health advice. And we really want to thank God for his life. Mm-hmm. We want to thank God that he gave us an opportunity to have known him, particularly for the staff, you know. I can speak as a staff member. It's working at Jolly's is like family. Mm-hmm. And so we're so close-knit. And it's like you have a big father and everybody's, you know, it's looking up to this person as their dad on the job. And so it's like to us, we've all lost our big father, you know. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
How are you doing?
We're doing good, thank you.
Yeah, man, enough love, love respect. I call to give condolences to the Jolly family.
Yes.
The entire family, you know, because he was a really good man.
Thank you.
I can remember me and myself always going to his place to just watch my father's picture, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My father, my father must have been in that pharmacy thing for since they're little.
Mm.
And then I always go, when I go for medicine or anything I go for, I always go, I say, Mr. Jolly, can I have a look at my father's picture? And I'd watch this man. And I just heard you call my brother, to God bless him again also.
Yes.
Drinking and smoking.
Yes.
Embridge Stowe.
Yes.
You know, and my father was son, Embridge Stowe, St. Embridge Stowe.
Okay.
And I'm the son of the same character, so I'm the same Stowe, son, Miss Stowe.
Yes.
So on behalf of Embridge and myself and my family, congratulations to Mr. Jolly and the entire family, you know.
Thank you, sir.
Now, fresh back, and he'll be remembered. He'll be remembered. He's a good man.
Definitely.
Every Calypso I go to, every year before Calypso, he makes my little ointment for my throat, you know.
Yes, yes.
Going, and I have to appreciate
it,
you know.
Yes.
And I appreciate the family. Even the last time when Embert was sick, I had to rush in the night to his son, Mr. Jolly's son, out of country, and
yes,
he helped me to get the medication that
definitely
I needed for my brother.
Yes.
So I give enough respect and enough thanks in the name of the Most High, Mr. Jolly and his family.
Mm-hmm.
Coming from San Luis, you know.
Thank you, my friend. And appreciate family. That. All right. Have a good morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, Pearl, we're just about winding up.
Yeah.
You know, again, we just want to say that the funeral of Mr. Jolly will take place tomorrow, December 1st, in the village of St. Joseph at the St. Joseph Catholic Church. The funeral will begin officially at 2 p.m. However, there will be a viewing, a public viewing at the church from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. Again, there is also a viewing, Pearl.
Today at the Lyndhurst Funeral Home from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And that is open to the wider public.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'd love to pay your respects, and I know a lot of people would, you know, that is the opportunity to do that. The family has extended the time to you, and I think that you should take advantage of it.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Not forgetting that the three major radio stations will be carrying the funeral from 2 o'clock tomorrow. That's QFM, Kyrie FM, and DBS. They will be carrying it live. The funeral will also be aired live on Comsi TV via DNO.
So you can
actually
view it. DominicaNewsOnline.com.
Yes, you'll be able to view it. Again, not forgetting that if you're coming to the funeral from the north, if you're coming from the south, you will not be able to enter the village with your vehicle, and so you'll be asked to park your vehicle on the highway, and we have shuttle service, and they will take you down into the village and back after the funeral to your vehicle. So that should be a breeze, I should say. Again, we want to thank you for your support. We want to thank you for your love on behalf of the family, on behalf of the staff, and the many friends of Mr. Anderson Jolly. We say goodbye, and we say may his soul rest in peace.
Amen.
Have a good morning. Bye-bye.